Hey, thanks for meeting me here on such short notice. Can I get you anything to drink? I could order you a coffee if you wanted. No? All right. So I guess I should go ahead and explain why I asked you to meet me here. Alone. I know it's a little weird. A married woman asking her married male friend to meet her for coffee. I know this is a crazy request, and it's totally okay to say no, but just hear me out, please. You know how my husband and I have been trying to get pregnant for a while? Well, the thing is, we're having some trouble. It's been 6 months, and nothing is working. We were getting a little frustrated. But then I had a thought. Your wife told me that both times you got her pregnant, it took only one time. From what I hear, you're pretty, potent. So I talked about it with my husband and with your wife, and we all agreed that it would be a good idea to ask if I could borrow you. No, not quite like a semen donation. That was our first thought, but we looked into it, and it's actually pretty expensive to have that done. We'd want to go to the doctor with your semen to have that done, and our insurance wouldn't cover it. But seeing as we're all such close friends, we thought maybe it would be okay if just this once we did it the natural way. Huh? Oh yeah. I promise. Me and your wife and my husband all talk through this for a good long while. We're all completely okay with it, as long as it isn't too personal. We'd want to make it as quick and clinical as we can, so we don't feel like we're being romantic or anything. It would be 100% no strings attached, no hard feelings, no attachment, nothing like that. Your wife was actually kind of excited about it. She talked for a while about how much she enjoys having sex with you, and she seemed kind of eager to share you. Don't worry about that. I had a lawyer friend drop a contract. I can show you later if you want. You'd have absolutely no parental rights or responsibilities. Any baby that you and me made would be legally 100% the child of me and my husband. The absolute only thing you need to do is, well, get me pregnant. I can understand how you're still a little hesitant. Can I maybe talk you through how I thought it would work and see if that changes your mind? Okay, so here's what we had in mind. I'll meet you at the hotel that's just on the block from here. I'll give you a day, a time, and a room key, and you'll just arrive there at that time. again, we want to make sure that we're as efficient as we can be. So, you know, no one feels like anything romantic is going on. So I'll wear something that isn't too revealing, but that's also pretty easy access. So you can, get in and out as quickly as possible. I'll probably just wear a plain white top and maybe a long, loose fitting skirt. I'll make sure to touch myself for a while before you arrive, so by the time you get there, we won't have to do foreplay or anything. You'll just come in and I'll be bent over the bed with my butt facing the door. We shouldn't say anything or do anything, just get right to it. You'll come up behind me and flip my skirt up. I'll be wearing panties, so you'll pull those down over my butt and slide them down to the floor. All you have to do then is slide inside of me. Take as long as you need. And what's important is that you come as deep inside of me as you can. We can try again if it doesn't work, but I'd love to get pregnant as soon as possible. Your wife says that you're a pretty good size, so it'd be great if you could try to come right up against my cervix. After we're done, you can leave and that'll be that. How does that sound? Oh, wow. I can see that you're a little worked up. Have you thought about this before? Well, I mean, I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about you like that either, but again, you love your wife, and I love my husband. So let's just try and be nice and quick about it. I don't want this to hurt our friendship or our partners or anything. Really? Oh, I'm so glad that you're on board. I was really worried that you'd think this was weird. So, I was thinking this Friday at 3:00, I'll swing by the house that morning with a room key. And one more thing. You shouldn't masturbate between now and then. I want you super backed up, both so that you can be ready to come quickly and so that I can get as much as I can get. Great. I'll see you then. Hey, I'm glad you could... Oh, you're right. We said no talking. I'm sorry, I'm just a little bit nervous. I've been in the room touching myself for almost an hour waiting for you. You should have no problem slipping right in. Right, so just pull up my skirt. Have you ever wondered what I looked like? Well, get a good look. This is probably the only chance you'll have to see it. And just pull my panties down. Well, I guess this is it. Are you ready? Oh my God. Your wife wasn't kidding. Yeah, I'm really wet. I've been waiting for this for a long time. Pull out of me for a second. I want to feel you enter me again. I want to feel my lips spread apart as you enter me. You can, if you want, you can put your hands on my hips. I don't think that would be cheating or anything. Soon. Oh, can we come at the same time? I'll count down. Yeah. Yes, please. Oh, grab my hips harder. Oh, make sure you're as deep as you can go. Okay. Five. Four. Yes. Three. After you leave, I'm gonna get on my back and lay here for a while to make sure everything sticks. Yeah. I know. I know we got a little too into it, but that was bound to happen, right? It's okay. We don't have to tell anyone. as far as anyone else knows, this was quick and clinical. Yeah. I'll let you know in a few weeks if it took. And if not, we can always try.